Hey, welcome everybody. So glad you've joined us again today for day 12 of our 21-day journey, where over these days together, we're enjoying a slow walk through Psalm 119. And this week, we're focusing on the ways in which God works in our lives through the scriptures. Now, today we want to focus on one of the fundamental or foundational ways he works in our lives, and that is to instruct us. So let's read together the 8 verses found in Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104. Those verses say, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path." Now I love those. We'll take 2 verses today, verses 98 and 99. And they're our focus today. And they say, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes." So we're talking about how God's word instructs. It gives wisdom. And you see, there is a wisdom born of age. There's a wisdom born of life experience. And yes, we should expect and desire that kind of wisdom from our teachers. But you know, there is a wisdom that far outweighs them all, and that is the wisdom born of revelation from God's word. In this sense, even the youngest child who's been instructed in the word and the wisdom of God can possess more revelational wisdom than a much older and seasoned teacher who rejects the wisdom of God. I've always loved the cute little story of the young second grade girl who wrote a brief essay at school about Jonah and the whale. When she received her paper back, her completely secular teacher couldn't help but chastise this little girl a bit and said, I hope you know that the story about Jonah and the whale isn't true." The little girl, taken back a bit, said, "Well, my Sunday school teacher says it's true." Teacher shot back, "Well, your Sunday school teacher is wrong." To which the little girl objected, "But the Bible says it's true." Again, the teacher, not able to leave well enough alone, said, "Well, the Bible isn't true." The little girl said, "Well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah if it really happened, if it's true." To which the teacher intoned, "And what if Jonah isn't in heaven?" The smart little girl responded, "Well, then you can ask him." Don't you love it? Now listen, the Bible says in Proverbs 9 and verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." There are all sorts of business people, politicians, academicians, financial folks, inventors, technological wizards today who are wise in the ways of the world, but who haven't even gotten to the first floor of real wisdom because they reject the wisdom that comes from God's revelatory word. There are many smart people who have chosen paths that have ensnared them, be they financial, sexual, or recreational paths that have brought great damage to their lives. And we might wonder, how can some of the otherwise smartest people in the world make such foolish decisions and lead such wayward lives? It's because they lack God's wisdom, and that because they have no fear of the Lord. You know, when I was a little child growing up in our home, the worst words my mom ever said to me after I had done something wrong were, "You wait until your dad comes home." It's like, no, I would rather you do anything you need to do to me right now so I don't have to live with this foreboding fear of dad coming home, you know, for the rest of the day. And you understand now, guys, I knew my dad loved me, but I also feared his discipline. And while that healthy fear didn't make me a perfect kid, I can say it sure kept me from straying down paths that I otherwise would have gone. That healthy fear wisened me up as a child in a way I wouldn't have wisened up without it. And so too, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's his wisdom that we need, and his word instructs us. So let me ask you, are you in need of God's instruction today? Maybe write down a specific situation in which you need God's wisdom and instruction in your life. And then ask the Holy Spirit, take a little time and ask the Holy Spirit to quicken a verse of scripture to your heart or to drop a thought into your mind regarding that particular situation. Give God an opportunity to provide you with his insight. Again, I hope you have a great day. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.